today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, Salamu alaikum. You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Please join us on how to organize our life in Islam. Okay, as usual, we start today's special after looking at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 7th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 10th of day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter Al-Mu'minun, verses 115 and 116.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ
Then did you think that we created you uselessly, and that to us you would not be returned?
فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْكَرِيمِ
So exalted is Allah, the Sovereign, the Truth. There is no deity except Him, Lord of the Noble Throne.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah does nothing in vain and created man for a purpose. Without the hereafter, the life of the world would be useless. And therefore, the aim of the creation of man is not peculiar to or limited for this world. This verse thus reflects this truth and becomes a very effective and instructive means to awaken those who are centered upon this world alone. This life has many difficulties and hazards, which Allah has prepared as preliminaries and conditions for the life to come.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
As I told you, today we're going to speak about organization of our life in Islam. Islam encourages us to be neat, to be organized, and to strive for excellence in all things. In the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad, we can see that he, the Prophet, was organized, efficient, and productive. Allah does not like disorganization nor laziness. It's a myth that some people are born with an organizing gene or are natural organizers, and others will never be organized. The honest reality is that organized and productive people have learned the skills and made it a habit of being organized.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, in this very show, we are going to talk about the ways to organize our daily routine. Sometimes, going back to the basics and setting up a daily routine is exactly what is needed to bring a greater sense of balance and happiness to our daily lives. To develop a daily routine that works for us can be a mix of science and an art form. But we now want to share some tips and tricks which we find helpful in developing good, healthy habits and building a routine. The first is meditation and mindfulness. What do we mean by meditation and mindfulness? Starting our day with a purpose helps us shape how the rest of our day turns out. If you have never meditated before, it can sound daunting, but it is really quite simple. A meditation routine, each morning before opening any devices, can make a world of differences, and it doesn't have to take longer than 10 minutes. And 10 minutes is all you need. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
I think it's a good suggestion to look at tips on getting organized. It's good for our iman and our faith too. One of the tips is managing our time wisely. Think about this. Make a to-do list every day. So we have a to-do list today. Review your to-do list and refresh your memory about scheduled meetings or classes. Put things that are most important at the top and do them first. If it's easier, use a planner to track all of your tasks. Make your most important phone calls early, as you're more likely to catch people at their desks at the beginning of the day. Then use your paper or electronic calendar to divide the rest of the day into project segments. Even if your time estimates are approximate, and they help you focus on how much you can realistically expect to get done. Attack the most important projects when your personal energy is highest. Check your email and messages throughout the day, again, sorting them immediately. Read and respond to urgent items, but file the rest away for the time you've already scheduled to handle them. Wrap up the day and prepare for tomorrow. Review your checklist and cross off completed items. Move any pending items to a fresh list for tomorrow. On another note, count your hours.
في عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're speaking about the planning tools and systems. Let's look at a paper planner. I use the full focus planner to plan the upcoming few days' appointments, schedules, and to-do lists. This is a quality quarterly planner that has some neat features beyond the standard daily planning pages. You'll find a quarterly goal-setting section along with goal progress tracking built right into each day and week, quarterly planning and reflection pages, and a really cool weekly preview spread. These extras are so helpful for productivity and goal settings. A paper planner is a perfect place to keep track of daily to-do lists and time blocking. You can also fill it with lists such as shopping lists, reading lists, and etc. While a digital calendar is a great place to track appointments, meetings, and other commitments, your paper planner gives you space to zero in on the day ahead and plan out your priorities and to-dos.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Sajda, ayat number 24, talks about the concept of imamat. And this is one of the very few ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the criteria that He used for bestowing imamat to the chosen ones. He is the Creator, He is the Almighty. He doesn't need to justify anything to anyone. Nobody has a right to ask him. Even the Malaika early days, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed that I'm going to appoint a human being, the first one, as my Khalifa on the earth, you know, the angels had kind of issues about it. And they asked him. The initial response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, Inni alamu ma la ta'alamun. I know what you don't know. This is not your place to question my judgment or decision. And so nowhere does he explain. There were many cases of anbiya who came who would not have been accepted by the masses if the masses were given the choice. There were some that said, you know, he's neither famous nor has money nor political power. Why would Allah send him? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is His own, you know, it's His discretion, it is His choice. Nobody needs to, you know, question that. But this is one of the ayat, very rare I would say, where He explains that what was the basis on which He chose some and not the others. And this is the way the ayat goes on, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ, and from among the human beings, we appointed some of them, أَئِمَّةً, as leaders and guides. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints them. What was their function? يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, that they will guide people according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the function of the imam. But what is the basis? لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ. Two things he mentions. Number one is sabr and patience. Because they were patient, you know, or they have this capability of being patient in difficulties and tests and trial. And number two, وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ, they had yaqeen and conviction in the signs and the messages that I sent down to them.
Oh,
as you noticed, we were speaking about how to organize our life in Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue on the next episode of today's special tomorrow. So we'll meet you soon, inshallah. Fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.